Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Do you think we had some fun last week on the show? Oh, yeah, we're about to have that much and more. Thanks for all of the calls and emails we got all week long. We've got a lot of information to share with you. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy that's with me each and every week, Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. Yes, we're here every week, and we have so much fun talking about home improvement. So if you have a question about your home, and I'm sure you must, this time of year people are finishing up outdoor projects, I suspect, and maybe doing some last-minute exterior painting before the fall sets in and they move back indoors. But regardless of what you're working on around your home, give us a call. We'll see if we can help you out today.
And you're the right place to get those answers you need to make sure that you tackle all of those challenges we constantly face as homeowners. And, you know, one way you can do it is to send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. We're going to answer as many of those emails as we possibly can this week, and certainly appreciate you guys sending those in. Also, you can give us a call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 800-946-4420. And don't forget the Today's Homeowner Facebook page. A lot of things going on there. Tremendous amount of engagement this week. We have some great videos on there that we post almost every day, and a lot of other articles that we post several times a day to keep you up to date with the things that you need to think about doing around your home and a lot of the things that are happening, including a brand new season of Today's Homeowner Television that'll start in just 1 week. Our 23rd consecutive season on national television will start with all brand new shows. You're probably tired of seeing all these different shows out there that are just still in reruns. Well, we've gotten out there and taped a show. Heck, we taped one in West Virginia. We taped one in Rhode Island. We've taped down in Florida. So we got some great shows to share with you, and can't wait to see the new shows. But coming up in this hour, we're going to talk about something that we hear a lot about is moss and battling moss. And, I was in a yard the other day, and almost the entire front, not a very big yard, but almost the entire thing was this mushy moss. And it was very, very shaded. So I think that's the one thing, Joe, that people realize very quickly with moss. If it's in the shade, you're going to have a problem with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the problem with moss is, you know, although it's kind of nice and soft and green, it can block out pretty much anything else if you're trying to grow grass or anything else. And it grows not only on the ground, but you can grow it on, you know, almost any surface, including concrete surfaces. And if it gets wet, it can sometimes get a little slick. So, yeah, there are some pretty effective ways to get rid of moss. So we'll have a couple of tips coming up.
Hey, another thing we're going to share with you during this hour is about a brand new chainsaw, an electric chainsaw, or cordless chainsaw, rather. You know, Joe, I'm sure, you and I have an opportunity to use tools when they first come out in the market, sometimes even before they hit the market, in order to get our feedback on them. And, you know, some of the cordless, the 18-volt, NiCad batteries from many years ago, the chainsaw was almost a toy. I mean, it would cut little limbs and you would cut little things, but you weren't going to tackle very much. Well, that sure has changed. And, you know, the lithium battery and the technology and the brushless motors and things that have come on with all of these tools, it's just been a game changer.
Yeah, I mean, more and more outdoor power equipment are going to battery powered. I mean, I don't think I have a one gas string trimmer that I don't even use any longer because I have two that are battery powered. I have a 20 volt and a 40 volt. And I can do my entire property with no problem several times. In fact, I don't even remember last time I recharged those batteries. And there's no gas, no oil, no carburetor gummed up. I mean, yeah. And when they first came out with a chainsaw, I thought, how is this going to work? But you put on a couple of 20-volt or higher amperage batteries on there, and you'd be surprised. It bridges that gap between gas and electric. The electric was great. If you have an extension cord that reaches the tree, if not, then what do you do? So, yeah, battery-powered tools and chainsaws, it's pretty amazing how much power they do have these days.
You know, we try to be as polite as we can and behave ourselves here on Today's Homeowner Radio. And sometimes we have to deal with some issues like a rude toilet that continues to burp. We've got a burping toilet here that we're going to discipline in a little bit, and what can you do? We'll be tackling that. Also, around
might
the yard
I want to cut
segment.
Back on your beer consumption.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
that has something
right.
to do with it.
So we're also going to visit our Around the Yard segment brought to you by Pavestone. And, you know, right around the corner, we're going to be tackling leaves. And there's so many tips in being able to manage those leaves that inevitably will be falling. So we're going to give you a few tips on that. Joe, what about that simple solution for this hour? You're going to give us a little tease on that?
Okay, here's a little tease. I'm going to share a simple solution on how to neatly paint windows without using masking tape. Now, ordinarily, when you the first step before painting a window is, well, we're going to mask off the glass and then paint around so I don't get any paint all over the glass. Well, it takes longer to mask off, especially if it's a divided light window. It takes longer to mask off the glass than it ever takes to paint it. So I'm going to share a trick that I've used several times, and it requires no masking tape at all.
Boy, that's great. That's great. We're also going to be announcing a brand new station. You know how we get excited with another station joining today's Homeowner Radio Network. Our syndicator, Scotty B. up in New York, is working very, very hard for us each and every day. So we're glad to be able to announce some of the results of his hard work. Well, Joe, I hope you're prepared for this week's show. You're one that usually meticulously prepares and do all of your homework
and so forth. Yep.
But you've been reading up so much about fishing tips for next week's fishing trip that I was afraid that maybe you've let your guard down a little bit, huh?
No, not at all. I've only been spending 20 hours a day researching fishing. I do the radio show from Connecticut, and Danny's down in Mobile, Alabama, and I'm going to be heading down there in a few days to shoot the new season of Simple Solution videos. And while I'm there, I'm going to come into the booth with Danny, do a radio show, and then we're hitting the water, and we're going out fishing, and I cannot wait. Because I love fishing. Danny and I have fished together several times in several states, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, this time we have a guide. I've been down on this water and fishing some, catching some fish, but we're going to catch the going to go after them wherever they are. So I talked to the guide and I said, okay, well, you know, do we fish up in this river? Do we fish in the bay? He goes, we fish where the fish are, wherever they are, we go. That's the great response.
I like that attitude. We find the fish.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So looking forward to that and looking forward to being with you this week. We have a lot of different other subjects we're going to talk about, including a lot of emails that came in. And again, I will encourage you, anytime you're thinking of a problem, a challenge, maybe some subject that you would like for us to tackle, all you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/ask, send that email. We get every single one of them, and we try to answer as many as we can. Sometimes we just shoot you back an email, and sometimes we actually even use some of the good questions for articles on our website at todayshomeowner.com, which is another great place that you can go and get your questions answered, because most likely whatever that question is, you can go and put a phrase in our search engine on our website, and you'll be able to get your answer right away. And of course, the 24-hour-a-day phone is available to you at any time, 800-946-4020. Joe, what else has been going on around your house? You know, you and I get an opportunity to hear about all kinds of things. I try to read all of the press releases I get on different things. I know you get bombarded with them as well.
Yeah, you were talking about emails, and we get so many emails about bath vent fans, how to properly vent the bathroom, mold and mildew issues in rooms, which are often in bathrooms as well. Well, I heard from our friends over at Brone Newtone, and they have a brand new bath vent fan. It's called Surface Shield. I don't know if you're familiar with this. I've never heard of it. And it has, first of all, it's a really slick looking. If you go to Brone Newtone/Surface Shield, you can find some more information on this. But it's really cool looking, but it has, you know, it works like any other really high volume bath van, 110 CFM. But it has this light in it. It's like a violet hue, they call it. It's like a purplish light down the middle of this fan. And you leave that on, and apparently that light prevents the growth of mold, bacteria, and fungus in the room. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how that works. Maybe we should get someone on air with us, get the product manager, because it just sounds really cool. And so what you do is when you're not using the room, you just flip the switch, and it turns on this purplish light, very light purple light. And it only costs like $4 a year to run it, the additional electricity to run this light. So anyway, I thought that was really interesting, considering how many emails and calls we get about mold and mildew in bathrooms.
Sure.
What do you
surface
do about
shield.
It?
Surface shield from Braun Newtone. Joe, I actually saw the very first one over a year ago that they were in development. It was the first little prototype that they brought
right.
out, and they explained to me how it works.
Okay.
I'm going to have to revisit that because it was pretty, okay. it was pretty scientific, but just ingenious. But the thing about Braun Newtone, they will not bring a product out into market. They won't rush it out there and hope
right.
it works. They test it and test it and test it. So we'll talk more about that. Another great solution to an inevitable problem around the home with mold, mildew. We talk about it almost each and every week here on today's Homeowner Radio. Okay, get ready. We're ready. We're just getting started on this week's Today's Homeowner Radio, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need, from job lot quantities to small supply runs, delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them, in-store and online. Pros are changing, so are we. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, I'll tell you what a great time it is when we're able to announce a brand new station that's airing Today's Homeowner Radio Show for the very first time. This one's in Amarillo, Texas. It's brand new, KGNC AM 710.
And hello to Program Director David Lovejoy, and hello to everyone in Amarillo. Thanks so much for joining the Today's Homeowner Radio family. Amarillo, Danny, is located in the central panhandle of Texas, right on Route 40, which runs west to California and east to North Carolina, a distance of about 2,600 miles. Mm-hmm. Amarillo was once known as the helium capital of the world for having one of the country's most productive helium fields. You know, and sometimes when you have a big plant like that and something escapes, you know, people start coughing or sneezing. In this case, I guess everyone
and talking,
just...
talking real funny.
Really, yes, start screaming in really high voices.
Yeah.
And the city is also known as the Yellow Rose of Texas, as the city takes its name from the Spanish word for yellow. And most people might know Amarillo if you've traveled through the panhandle. You may have stopped off at the Cadillac Ranch, the public art installation that's made up. I think it's been there since the mid-70s.
Oh, yeah.
There are 10 Cadillacs buried nose first in the ground with the back end sticking up. I don't know whose idea that was and how they did
that. I was going to say, I want to research that and say who came up with that. Probably some publicity stunt that apparently has worked pretty well for them to know so much about it like that. Well,
that's but you've been through Amarillo, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I've been through there a number of times, traveling to the West Coast and so forth. But I'll tell you, it always reminds. Of course, you hear a lot of country songs about Amarillo and so forth.
Sure.
But I can remember a fellow that worked for me many, many years ago from Amarillo, and he ended up in Mobile, Alabama. He worked for my construction company, and he was kind of strapped for cash a little bit. He came up with an idea to make a little money. So something they don't have in Amarillo is fresh Gulf shrimp. So he says, look, I've got a truck. I've got a trailer. I'm going to buy several old refrigerators that don't work anymore. I'm going to lay them on their back on the trailer, and I'm going to fill them with shrimp. And then I'm going to get my parents and my friends to pre-sell as much of this as they can. Then I'm going to go to the seafood processing plant, which there's a lot of them around the seaport area like Mobile. I'm going to buy them, ice them down, and I'm driving straight there. I said, well, how far of a drive is it? It's about 15 hours. I said, you're going to be by yourself and you drive straight like this? Yes, man, I'm going to go straight there because I can't stay overnight because the shrimp might spoil. I said, all right, well, be careful. Well, he takes off. He got a late start because of all of the logistics. And, you know, just visualize this now. Four refrigerators laying on their back, shrimp, ice, you know, taped it up with duct tape, and he takes off. First of all, he's not going 70 miles an hour because it's heavy. So he goes and goes and goes, and he's pushing it and got a little sleepy and so forth. 1.5 miles from his house, he dozes off, runs off the road, doesn't hurt himself.
Oh, my gosh.
But he turns over the trailer and spills all the shrimp on the side of the road. Now, this was back before cell phones, so he didn't know what to do. He, you know, you can't, like, dig shrimp up out of a ditch, you know. But he called his friends. All of his friends rallied around, rushed out to where he was, and they were able to save probably 75% of the shrimp, which was the 25% of them is where he was making his money. So he broke even. And, I mean, that's just a sad shrimp story there. A shrimp story in Amarillo. You don't have a lot of those, I wouldn't think.
So it's like the Road Rash Shrimp Company. That's what he could call the...
Yeah, I mean,
so he's only a mile and a half from his house. He didn't get anywhere near.
And he kept pushing and pushing. And, I mean, that's one thing I'll tell you. Never. I mean, if you're sleepy and you're driving...
Do not
drive. I mean, I know so many... I ran off the road to sleep one time and ran into a bridge.
Whoa.
And when that happened, I said to myself, I don't care what the deadline is or where I'm going. If I'm sleepy, I'm stopping. And I mean, you can roll down your window. You can sing. You can slap yourself in the face. If you're sleepy, you're sleepy. And
it only works
dangerous.
For so long. That's right. You can doze. I remember there was a device that someone had invented that you clip it to your head or your chin or to the brim of your hat or whatever. And if it goes down like 45 degrees, like you're nodding off, it sends off an alarm.
Yeah.
It's well, supposed to wake
well, now,
you up.
Who was the famous pilot? It was a guy. It was a guy that flew from like London to New York. Famous guy. Come on.
A long time ago?
Yeah,
not
a long
Lindbergh.
Time ago.
Not Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah, Charles Lindbergh. Okay. Charles Lindbergh. So they were asking him, you know, how he was able to stay, because it was like a 22-hour thing or something like that.
Right.
And he devised that same thing. That it was something that around it, that is, if his neck went forward, it would, I think it was maybe in the back of his head, it would ring a bell or pull or something.
Right. Yeah.
And that's how he stayed awake. So we're not recommending that either when you're driving sleepy and so forth. But anyway, we get into all kinds of subjects right here. Let's get back to business. Mary is on the phone with us right now from Wisconsin. Mary, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are doing great, and we're here to help you with whatever's happening at your house. You're dealing with a little bit of moss. Tell us all about it.
Well, we are seasonal. We live in Florida, and we have a summer home here in Wisconsin, and it just seems the moss appear on our pavers. So my husband took some outdoor bleach that he bought, a specified outdoor bleach, and with water and put it on there, but it didn't do the job. And now we've got the white spots in that immediate area where he sprayed. So I'm asking you for help as to what you can suggest, how to remove the moss from the pavers, you know, the cracks, and on some of the pavers as well, and how to remove the white bleach spots that are already on that area that he tested.
Okay. Well, he was doing his best. He didn't mean to mess up the pavers, but I think the weather is going to take care of those white spots. After a while, they'll fade, and it won't be that bad. But you know, when you have moss like that, it's because the environment is good. It's probably shaded and probably gets a little rain on it, and it stays wet for a while because it's shaded. So that's perfect for moss and mold and mildew and everything else to grow like that. So, you know, of course, you probably don't want to cut down a tree or you don't want to do anything like that in order to get more sunlight in there. But I'll tell you, and this, you know, not just to pitch a product, but to truly tell you that this works really well is our friends that have been with us for a long, long time here on the show, Wet and Forget, their outdoor spray is something that's extremely effective on moss, algae, and lichens, and that type of growth on roofs, like roofs that have a lot of shade on them, that you get all of that growth on it. Anything else? And it's very passive. It's not going to hurt plants. It's not it's not a very strong smelling material. But the thing about it is, you spray it on there, and you don't have to do a thing. Now, if your moss is really thick, you might want to scrape it off, then spray this on there just to give it, more of an opportunity to get down into the pores of the pavers. And but I'll tell you, it really works. It may take a few months to completely activate and to do what it needs, but you spray it one time and you're done. Joe, any thoughts on that for Mary?
Yeah, Mary, they certainly make products you could spray on it to kill moss, but I would try, because it's on pavers, is it on the paving stones and in between, or just in between?
Mainly in between.
Okay. Well, the good thing is it's not out on the lawn, so you could be a little more aggressive. If you had to either buy or rent a pressure washer, you could blast that right out of there. Otherwise, you can kill it with boiling water or equal part white vinegar and water. Spray it on there, baking soda, sprinkle baking soda all over it, wait overnight, and then scrub it off. Any of those techniques would kill it as well.
And none of these suggestions and the product will hurt the pavers?
No.
No, not at all. It because the evaporation of it won't hurt it at all. I would stay away from the bleaches, unless you use an oxygen type bleach. But I would stay away from any of the chlorine bleaches on that. But I think you'll see, Mary, that'll work very, very well. So glad we were able to have you on the show here, and I'm glad we were able to offer you a solution that we know will work. Hey, coming up, we're going to tell you about that special Milwaukee chainsaw that's just been released. It's a 16-inch chainsaw that's a serious cordless chainsaw, might be perfect for the upcoming cold weather and might be a perfect little gift for someone in your life. We're going to tell you about that and a whole lot more right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes, and by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Battery-powered chainsaws have been around for years, but the most common problem people had with them is that they just seem underpowered for just about anything that you're doing other than just little small jobs. But Milwaukee is out to change that impression with their M18 Fuel 16-inch chainsaw. It uses a brushless mower and their M18 red lithium batteries to maintain speed under heavy loads without bogging down, so it can outperform small gas engines and even higher voltage systems. That means you have the power to cut hardwoods faster than gas with up to 150 cuts per charge. Heck, after that long, you're tired yourself. It lasts longer than you do, probably.
Yeah, your wife will get tired and want to come in at that point.
Oh, no. You can't have your wife cutting wood out there, Joe. In fact, they designed this saw to meet the performance and durability needs of professional landscape and utility company pros. RedLink Plus intelligence ensures maximum performance and protects the tool from overload, overheating, and other discharge. And since it reaches full throttle in under 1 second, it allows you to ultimately control and have that productivity that you want. For more information on this Milwaukee cordless chainsaw, check it out at homedepot.com. I just love it when companies keep improving things and improving things, because when a lot of things come at it, it's like the old story about the new water saving toilets that came out many years ago, and they rushed it to market just a little too quick to really capitalize on that, and they just didn't work all the time, and immediately people turned against it. And then they refined them, and now, boy, those 1.6-gallon toilets work really, really well. So that's the same with a lot of these manufacturers that are really using their research and development to improve those tools.
Yeah, and if you don't own a Milwaukee tool, you should check them out. They're everything they make is professional grade. You know, a lot of design goes into it, and so I've owned. In fact, I currently own probably about 5 or 6 Milwaukee tools. I've never been disappointed with any of them, so I'll have to check out this chainsaw as well.
All righty. We're going to go right now to Iowa. Pastor Sherry is on the phone with us right now, and she listens to us on Saturdays on KXEL in Waterloo and Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so very much for taking my call. I've been wanting to call in a number of times because I live in an older home and always have a little bit of problems, but generally you answer them all.
Well, that's great.
Well, thank you.
Well, I hope we don't let you down on this question. What's going on with this paint project you're talking about?
Well, my home was built in the late 1950s. It has plaster walls in all of the rooms. And through the years, it's been painted a number of times. And at various times, it has flopped over on the natural woodwork, which is like a warm pecan finish. I like to keep the natural woodwork, but how do I get these paint splashes off of that without a lot of elbow grease?
Okay. Now, this trim you're talking about, does it have a clear protective top coat, like a varnish or a polyurethane, over the stain?
It is all original, so I'm assuming it was varnish over the top of it.
Okay. Well, that's good, because if it was raw wood or just stain, you know, the paint would have a tendency to stick more. Well, certainly a traditional paint stripper, a liquid or gel-type paint stripper would work, but I think I'd try something else before you went that route. You could try softening the paint with warm white vinegar.
Oh.
Heat it up on the stove,
okay.
And then brush it or rub it on there. You know, I mean, because it's a vertical surface, it might be a little harder to do. And then you want to try scraping it off with not a metal tool, because you don't want to scrape it, but maybe you can start with a plastic putty knife.
Okay.
Get one. If you can find one that has a relatively stiff blade, a lot of them are really flexible, but that might work. And if you can't soften it with the warm white vinegar, there's a company called Goo Gone that you may have heard of. They make a whole line of products.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I have Goo Gone.
Oh, well, great. Well, you can try whatever you have. You can try, because I'm not sure how different these products are in their lines. But they do make a spray paint remover that you just squirt it on. It comes in a small spray. It looks like Windex almost, but I think it's orange. And you spray it on. Mm-hmm. It softens the paint. But I would try the warm vinegar. If that works, then you can go out and get some Goo Gone paint remover, or just try the Goo Gone that you have. Maybe that would work as well.
Okay. Well, I never thought of warm white vinegar. My grandma always swore by vinegar, and my mom-in-law did also.
Oh,
well,
there you go.
But I never thought of that.
Yeah. Well, give that a try, and we'll see if that works. Let us know.
All right. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome.
Absolutely. Thanks for being with us today, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
In a situation like that, Danny, you don't want to, some people immediately think, I'm going to start scraping and sanding. So you're going to sand it, you're going to have a dull spot. Then
right.
What about the rest of the trim? Now what?
Exactly.
Now I got to start refinishing it. And, yeah. So it's better
and
to try to get it off.
Like so many times when we recommend, you know, we rarely do Joe and I say, this is what you have to do. You know, because sometimes one method will work a little better than others. And so,
sure.
You know, it's always good to try some different things there and go a more passive route before you get aggressive with anything. Let's work an email in here. This one's from Joshua. Let's see. Condensation builds up on my AC vents in my ceiling. It is wicking into the ceiling and leaves stains and some type of mold or mildew. Is there a way to prevent this condensation? Can I remedy and prevent this myself? I don't think reducing the humidity in my home is a realistic option, as we live in a very humid area. It's a 2.5-year-old well-insulated house. Thanks for your help. Well, I'll tell you, Joshua, I had the exact same thing on a house recently. And, you know, it's all it was is a little bit of the insulation in the attic that was wrapping the actual outlet in the where that goes through the ceiling. And it had just a small tear in it. And what happens is when that cold air is being delivered into that register and you have the heat of the attic, it immediately condensates there. So all I had to do is I just took it and kind of retucked it around that part of the ductwork, and I took some metal, some foil duct tape, and wrapped it real thoroughly around there, then tucked the insulation tightly back around it. It stopped immediately. Then just a little bit of bleach and water sprayed on the mold and mildew spot, and then I dabbed it with a paper towel, then just real slowly so that I didn't damage anything. Within 5 minutes, the problem was solved, and I hadn't had any worry on it whatsoever. So get in that attic and see if that's what's happening, because even if insulation is packed around it, it's not enough to keep that condensation from happening. So that one might be an easy one for you to take care of yourself. Hey, coming up, we were talking about that rude toilet that keeps burping. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to discipline it and make a little adjustment right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust Tight Bond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, Tight Bond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. Tight Bond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TightBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Throwing on your roof or siding, pick up Wet & Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now Wet & Forget No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet & Forget hose end quickly and easily treats surfaces you normally couldn't reach without climbing up the ladder. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini, and it's time for our Around the Yard segment brought to you by our friends at Pavestone. You know, as the weather cools down, our attention begins to turn away from growing lawns towards dealing with all of the leaves we're going to have to deal with. Now, here's several tips. Now, these are really proven great tips to simplify that dreaded chore. So for starters, don't break your back scooping up a handful of leaves at a time. Instead, rake the leaves onto a small tarp so that you can move a big pile of leaves all at one time. And if you need to bag your leaves, then use a smaller piece of tarp with 3-foot dowels taped to each end of it to make this large scoop that you can rake the leaves on and then funnel it right into a bag. Also, speaking of bags, nobody wants to wrestle with them trying to get it to stay in the can. The reason that a lot of times it will end up pulling away from the top of the can, or you can start by drilling some 1/2-inch holes in the bottom and sides of the can. Now, this will prevent a vacuum from forming as the bag fills with leaves and forcing the air between it and the can. You'll be amazed at how much that can save you a lot of that headache. And another idea to make it easy is take an old bicycle inner tube. It's like a giant rubber band to secure your leaf bag around the top of the garbage can to keep it in place. Some great tips on this Around the Yard segment brought to you by Pavestone. Joe, these are some, a lot of these are tips that you've shared with us over the years on Simple Solution, but boy, it's just no sense. I mean, you know, there's a lot of gratification when you rake those leaves and get them out of the yard.
Right.
But yep, it can be very frustrating if you don't pick up on a few of these tips.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if the leaves are wet or if you have a particularly big yard. I mean, it could be take you quite a while. But yeah, I think three of those are simple solutions that we shot videos of. So if you went to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions, you can see the videos of three of these, including, yeah, that one about drilling the holes. We got some feedback. I was like, why would I drill holes in a perfectly good trash can? Well, yeah, you're not going to buy a brand new trash can. We're talking about if you have an older trash can, you can replace it with a new one and take the old one and drill the holes in it. Because otherwise, it does create such suction. You can't get the bags out. So a few holes and the thing pops right out.
But, you know, you think about even one that you might use with a regular garbage bag, same situation. If you fill it full of, you know, trash and you start to pull it out, I mean, if you're using a garbage bag, no problem at all. Hey, we got a lot of great calls this week on the Today's Homeowner Hotline. We'd love for you to call us, 800-946-4420. Here's a recorded call we got from Josh in Missouri.
I've got a house that built in 1873. It's registered in Missouri Centennial Farms. In the same family for all those years. Not my family. I recently purchased it about 5.5 years ago, and it's been remodeled over the years and everything. Well, it's got 5 bathrooms, well, and it's 3-story, basement, mid-level, upstairs. The question I had is, I've had the septic tank put back in, a new one. Every time you'll flush one of the commodes, doesn't matter which one it is, the other four have a humongous burp in them, and it won't like blow the lid open on it, but if you don't have the toilet seat shut, it'll actually blow water out on the bathroom floors. But it has no smell of sewage throughout the house. So I was just wondering if anyone else had ever had this problem and what maybe I could do to get rid of if it had a big air pocket or something. I really appreciate you guys. You help everybody out, and I get a lot of information and a lot of knowledge from you. Keep up the good work. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, I'm glad it's not blowing the lids off the toilet.
Yeah,
that would be a problem.
At least it's not blowing the lids. And it seemed like some may have some built-in bidets here in the overall.
The accidental bidet company. Yeah.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Joe, I guess the first two things I think about is that they're is a blockage somewhere that's causing it to react like that. And along that same lines is maybe just the venting is not sufficient. Maybe they're putting too many of the drain lines in and not an adequate vent. What do you think? What would be the process of elimination that Josh could go through on this particular situation?
Yeah, that was the first thing I was thinking. It sounds like negative air pressure or suction by not properly venting or a clog. And the clog could be just downstream from the toilet. It could be further down in the drain system. It could also be, he said he had a new septic tank put in, but he didn't say if they replaced any of the lines going to the septic tank. If there's a broken or collapsed sewer line, sometimes that could cause it. But it does sound like it would either be, I mean, at first thing, the easiest thing to check would be the vent stacks. Make sure they're not obstructed with something, because, you know, it's like, you know, we often say the way the vent stack works is if you put your straw in a glass of water and put your finger over the top and lift it up, guess what happens? Of course, the water doesn't drain out. But when you lift your finger off, the water drains out. And that's the same thing. If there's a clog in there, the air is not going to flow out. And that could be creating this negative air pressure. But with five bathrooms and a very old house, he's going to have to get a professional in there, I think, to solve this problem.
And it may well be, you know, with there's so many drain cleaning companies now that have the small cameras
that they would be able
to run up into the drain line, maybe from the last toilet on the line, or maybe there's an inspection plate outside to run it back through. And that would certainly, you know, allow you to be able to work that out pretty well. Because it might be just a simple obstruction that's not allowing it to quite move out of the house quick enough. And that's where the burping and bubbling is taking place.
All right. And Danny, when we get back, I'm going to share another simple solution. And this one has to do with how to neatly paint windows without getting paint all over the glass.
There you go. You might have a project coming up where you're about to tackle some windows inside and you're looking over there going, should I put tape on all of those? It'll take me so long to tape it. And am I steady enough with that little sash brush that I won't have to clean my windows? Well, Joe's about to solve all of those issues when we come back with another one of his great simple solutions. All of that and more right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Call today's homeowner anytime, 800-946-4420.
For summer DIY projects, you know the Home Depot's always in your corner. Now with our mobile app, it can also be in the palm of your hand. With digital tools like image search, snap a picture of something, it'll recognize it and serve up product suggestions in seconds. And our product locator will check availability and lead you right to it. The Home Depot mobile app. Download it today to get started. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Welcome back to today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
So glad to be with you. We always talk about how fast the hours for today's homeowner goes. That's because we're having fun. We're having fun talking with people. I mean, here we've talked with people in Iowa and Alabama and Michigan and just a little bit everywhere. So it's always great to try to help as many people as we possibly can. And one of the things I've always enjoyed throughout my whole career as a contractor, as well as the opportunity I have on TV and radio, are the little simple tips, the little things that you go, aha, yes, I wish I had known that years ago. And that's what happens so often when Joe shares with us a simple solution. What about this week, Joe?
All right, Danny, here's how to neatly paint a window without using masking tape. Because as we mentioned a couple of times on air, is if you're going to mask off a window, sometimes it takes longer, especially if it's a true divided light window. You have to mask off every single little pane. It takes longer to mask it off than it does to actually paint it. So here's how you can do it without bother masking off the glass. Get a proper sash brush, and a sash brush are the type that are the bristles are cut at an angle, and usually 1.5 inches wide brush is plenty wide enough. But anyway, take a really good sash brush and apply the paint to around the window and to the grills if they're true divided light, and allow a little bit of the paint. Don't worry, allow a little of the paint to get onto the glass. I'm talking about like 1/8 of an inch, maybe 1/4 inch onto the glass. So just paint it without too much regard to getting it on the glass. And once the paint dries, then you can come back with a razor scraper. And that's the kind that you slide out and has the blade that's about 2 inches wide. Not a utility knife with a pointed one, but a straight razor scraper. And get a 6 or 8 inch wide drywall knife. What you want to do is hold the drywall knife against the frame of the window or the grill, protecting the wooden part. And then you just scrape. With the scraper, you scrape the paint toward the knife, toward the blade of the knife. And what that does is it removes the paint, but with the knife, you don't wind up damaging the wood. And what it also does, it leaves a little tiny bit of paint on the glass that you hardly will even see. It'll only be the thickness of the knife blade, but it leaves that, and that air seal created around the glass and the wood will prevent air from coming in, especially if it's an older window. So there you go. How to paint a window without using any masking tape.
Well, that's great. And then you end up with those nice, clean, professional-looking lines.
Yep.
Because even when you're putting tape on there, you paint, you know, that tape can wiggle a little bit there, and you end up with, and you peel the tape off, and a lot of times the tape will peel some of the paint off. So that's a great way of going. And if you're sitting there thinking about tackling a window or maybe one of those French doors that you're looking at and wish it had a nice, fresh coat of paint on it, this will definitely help a lot in being able to do that. And you're talking about some inexpensive tools. There with just a small razor blade scraper and a six inch drywall knife. Great way to go. And as we always try to remind you, you can go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions and see over 500 video versions of the simple solution. A lot of opportunities for you to be able to solve any of those problems that you have around your house. I want to remind you again, you can reach out to us anytime, 800-946-4420. We love emails too, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Now that's going to wrap up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio, but if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, that's okay. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio to be able to listen to what's happening in the second hour. And don't forget our podcast. Our podcast is very, very popular these days. todayshomeowner.com/podcast or wherever you upload your podcast. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for spending some of your valuable weekend with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.